face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
All right, got to pull this one off with a bit of a cold. Voice is a little dry. Let's bang one out, Pollock. 3, 2, 1. So Saturday night gave us the result that was a foregone conclusion since the fight was announced. A dominating win by Oscar De La Hoya over Stevie Forbes, a glorified junior welterweight who was brought up 10 pounds to fight the Golden Boy for the biggest payout of his career. This may have been a tune-up fight for Oscar, but so was Obakar in 1999 and Felix Sturm in 2004. Tune-up fights, which were anything but golden performances from De La Hoya, who eked out W's in both by the skin of his teeth. Now all the questions of doubt are out of the way, and Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Oscar De La Hoya 2 stands in the on-deck circle for September the 20th. Lots of people are critical of this fight because it was exactly 1 year ago today that we saw the last fight. The boxing world has been up in arms. Why are we seeing this fight again? Why won't Mayweather fight Cotto? Is this just a cash grab? The reason this fight is happening again is because this is the best business fight that boxing can produce right now. Oscar De La Hoya is in a league unto his own when it comes to drawing pay-per-view customers, and with a charismatic opponent in Mayweather to play his role leading into the fight, there is no reason this fight cannot do the same business it did last year. This year, you have the Mayweather family drama as added fuel to the fire, with Floyd's own father, Floyd Sr., training Oscar to defeat his own son. You don't think 24/7 is going to exploit that story for all it's worth? Couple that with De La Hoya's farewell tour and this likely being the final title he will ever challenge for, and believe me, come the week of September the 20th, it will strike a nerve with fans who will at that point clue into how big this fight will be promoted by HBO. For the boxing purist, an answer to the question of who the best welterweight in the world is will not be answered in this fight. You cannot possibly have that debate without Miguel Cotto, but this fight isn't about showcasing the best welterweight in today's boxing environment. It's about two personalities with a grudge. Miguel Cotto is an excellent fighter, but Mayweather versus Cotto will do a fraction of the business that Mayweather De La Hoya 2 will do. Cotto has about an ounce of the personality that Ricky Hatton does, and how many buys did Floyd and Hatton bring in last December domestically? It's fair to assume that Mayweather versus Cotto, if marketed correctly, is probably good for 800,000 buys. They are not going to even approach the stratosphere of a De La Hoya fight. That's why this fight is happening. People don't pay to relive history, they pay to witness it, and the job of HBO in the next 4.5 months is to convince people that history will once again be made and throw the proverbial bait out to the public in hopes that 2 million plus will once again bite. You may not be a fan of a second go-around for these two, but you would have to be naive not to realize why this rematch makes sense and will also make dollars.